Room meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join me as we honor America and the Navy Junior ROTC unit from Oak Ridge High School presents our colors and we have the pledge to allegiance. If you please stand. And you may be seated. Thank you. Thank everyone for being here tonight. And Dave, those millions watching on television, right? Perfect. First item is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. I'd like to call on Mr. Nick Kerrigan, principal at Robertsville Middle School, who doesn't always dress like this when he goes to work at Robertsville Middle School, with a very special and important presentation.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Philauer, Board of Education. Thank you for having me. You're right, sir. We were joking beforehand about that. No, I don't always wear this to work, but there were no issues today with any kind of behavior or anything. So for some reason. No, I'm here tonight with retired generals Munginest and Cawthon. We're here to present Oak Ridge Schools with the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserves Patriot Award. As you introduced, I am the principal at Robertsville Middle School, but oftentimes when I'm not at Robertsville, I'm serving in the Tennessee Army National Guard as the Forward Support Company's troop commander for 2nd Squadron's Forward Support Company with the 278th ACR. The award that I'm going to discuss tonight, it recognizes the efforts of our school district to support the Reserve and National Guard soldiers. My understanding is we have 5 to 6, actually, that serve in our school district. And I felt moved to nominate our school district for this award based on my experience over the past few years in the district and all that's been taking place. It takes a support system to keep our forces strong. And whether that's the family, employers, or community, our soldiers, sailors, and airmen need that support system. And Oak Ridge School staff, the board, the leadership from the top down has always been there, not just for me, but also for my family. I do want to read the citation that I sent to the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, and then I'll allow them to kind of talk more about the award. So what I submitted was Oak Ridge Schools has been tremendously supportive of me and the Tennessee Army National Guard throughout my time in the school district. Leadership from the top down has made a point to express their support and ensure that I'm able to continue to grow as an educator as well as a Tennessee Army National Guard soldier. Throughout the past 4 years, I've been able to serve as a teacher, dean of students, and now principal while continuing my service and annual training requirements. Oak Ridge Schools was supportive on the last two mobilizations to Washington, D.C. during Black Lives Matter and presidential inauguration missions. These were very short notice and required me to leave the classroom and later the school as dean of students. Most recently, Oak Ridge Schools was supportive in my desire to be a school principal while also understanding the importance of fulfilling annual training requirements as a troop commander. Through their support, I was able to quickly step into my new role as principal and also conduct annual training at one of the most critical times for school leadership. Even though I missed the first 2 weeks of staff returning to school from summer break, district leadership support, school staff understanding, and the ability to backwards plan enabled me to work with the current vice principal in a manner that allowed us to create plans for students to return successfully. Dr. Borchers, our school superintendent, Mr. Bruce Lay, our executive director of school leadership, and Mr. Phil Cox, the current principal at Jefferson Middle School, all worked together to ensure that plan took place last summer, to ensure the needs of our students were met while also meeting the mission requirements of the Tennessee Army National Guard. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce retired Generals Munginest and Cawthon to speak further.
Thank you. As the lieutenant was exceptionally well prepared, there's not much left for me to say, other than I will say that ESGR is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Some of you that are a little long in the tooth, like myself, not so much Tommy, but we were around when the Vietnam War was drawing down, and some of the key leadership in the military said, we're not going to go to war again without use of the Guard and Reserve for a number of reasons. Number one, it's hard for our country to afford it, but secondly, it binds the communities with the effort, and I think that's so critical and important. So we have a motto in ESGR, which is we all serve, and we look at you as being part of that support system for the soldier. They've got enough to worry about when they get deployed with family matters at home and with their job on the military, which, of course, when they get deployed is job number one, to make sure they don't have to worry about their job when they get back home or advancement potential, et cetera, is crucial to keep them, recruit and retain them. And oh, by the way, 40% of our military capability is in the Guard and Reserve. So look at those numbers, and they take about 16% of the DOD's budget. So it is a bargain for us to have these folks in reserve rather than having them on active duty all the time, where it would be a budget buster for sure for Department of Defense. So again, we thank you for doing that. And one of the things that we do is go out to employers like you, and based on nominations that Lieutenant Corrigan provided, we come out and say thank you to people who've done a great job in supporting them. So I'd like at this point, Dr. Borchers, if you could come up, and Mr. Phil Auer is the chairman of the board, could you come up? And we want to get a photo somewhere here. I'll let the photographer tell us where the best place to be is.
If it's okay, I want to get the entire board in this picture. Can we do that as well?
However you want to do it.
Is that going to be a problem with the screen? Okay.
Next on our agenda is our good news section. Ms. Webb, we'll start with you.
Okay, we will start with Oak Ridge Preschool. The preschool received a grant in the amount of $6,715 from Consolidated Nuclear Security Y-12 Community Investment Fund. This grant will support implementing conscious discipline. Conscious discipline provides framework for building school family and classroom family. It encourages a mindset change regarding behavior of children and provides strategies for adults and children to regulate their emotions. This grant will specifically be used to pay for a consultant to provide staff development, classroom coaching, and parent workshops. Social, emotional, and mental health well-being are at the heart of this implementation. That's Oak Ridge Preschool.
Ms. Agle.
And from Willowbrook Elementary, Willowbrook hosted their annual Fall into STEM Day through a partnership with Tennessee Tech University. Tennessee Tech students pushed in with lessons plans to provide all-day STEM activities, which included coding B-Bots and Scratch Junior. Students problem-solved and designed projects by programming their own interactive stories. First graders participated in their first-ever on-stage school musical, Too Much Noise, directed by Mrs. Gothert. There was a wonderful crowd cheering them on. Over 35 families attended Willowbrook's first annual Veterans Day breakfast, donated by Costco. Willowbrook was one of many schools in the district to receive a STEM grant in the amount of $2,500 from TVA. And with the help of Dr. Holly Cross, several Willowbrook teachers were able to visit local manufacturing partners with district colleagues to gain valuable insight on preparing students for the future. These teachers will be conducting a staff presentation in the coming weeks.
Ms. McLean.
I have good news from Robertsville. 16 students were chosen to serve on the Principal Student Advisory Committee. The committee's goal is to maintain a school-wide perspective on issues directly related to Robertsville. The committee acts as a link between students and the administrative team, encourage engagement of parents and other stakeholders within the community, and ultimately work to increase student empowerment, achievement, performance, and leadership opportunities through transparent operations and practices. Wow. These characteristics are directly aligned with the Portrait of a Graduate framework that focuses to ensure students are life-ready in the area of self-awareness, self-disciplines, and empathy. Librarian Scott Smith published an article in the fall edition of The Dragon Load, a journal for the International Literacy Association. The title of the article is Schneider Family Book Award, a grades pre-K through 12 book list about the disability experience. Mr. Smith was also appointed by the American Library Association to serve on the committee for the Paul Howard Award for Courage. This award recognizes individual librarians or organizations that face adversity, difficulty, or danger with resolution and fortitude in the service of leadership. And that's just some of the good news from Robertsville.
My good news, 2 weeks ago, the board, Dr. Borchers, Mr. Lay, and Dr. Williams attended the Tennessee School Board Association leadership conference and the convention. While we were there, and I wish you could have been there to see this, it would have made you as proud as it made all of us. At the opening session of the convention, in front of about 700 people, our Navy Junior ROTC unit presented the colors, and they did a terrific, outstanding job. And then to kick off that evening for the entertainment, the Oak Ridge High School Jazz Cats performed, and they were truly very amazing. In fact, there have been a number of emails received from other boards commending the effort of these students. Their music was the big band sound, and it had some of us dancing in the aisles while the music was being played. But it was an interesting story. I had another board member from another district come up to me, and he said they were truly outstanding. He said, my father grew up listening to that type of music. And he said, I just sat there with my eyes closed and could picture what my father would be thinking sitting here listening to that music. He said he would think that he had on a record of Benny Goodman or some of the big band sounds. So we were extremely proud of their effort. And not to be outdone, our own Alan Thacker conducted a clinic on maintenance operations to a full house that day, did an outstanding job, and when you see your folks doing things like that, it makes you particularly proud of what we have here in Oak Ridge, and particularly when you get recognized by other districts. And then, to top that off, our volunteer of the year, who was recognized as the East District Volunteer of the Year, was selected to be the Tennessee State Volunteer of the Year. And that's Mr. Jake Greer, who is the PTSA president at Robertsville. And he received a $1,000 stipend, which he immediately sent on over, I think, to the Robertsville PTSA. So it was really a fun, outstanding time. Very proud of him. And now we've got to move forward next year and keep the ball rolling in that area. So that's just some of the good news taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. Okay, moving on. The next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, and just out of curiosity, and you know what they say about curiosity. We have people here from Leadership Oak Ridge. Is that what all? Thank you all for being here. We won't keep him past 9:30 or 10, and I won't be a long meeting. So, but we thank you, and thank you for being part of that, too. That's a very valuable part of what goes on in Oak Ridge. And we've had a number of people from the Oak Ridge School District that have participated in that as well. Okay. Next is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. It's hard to believe we're at this point already again, but we are. Item A is the proposed budget timeline for FY24. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the proposed budget timeline for FY24.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And you are correct, Mr. Chairman. We've already started our budget discussions and theories and possibilities and the what-ifs. So that will continue, as you can see on the attached schedule. Not much change in that schedule at all, other than the dates shifting to where they would be from last year to this year. So that will be on a very, very typical budget schedule.
So, knowing how after the first of the year things start to get a little bit crazy calendar wise, could we go ahead and look at a date in relationship to the budget for a board retreat and go ahead and get that on the calendar?
Absolutely. Yep.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of the budget timeline for FY24. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval, approval of the Lion Cheerleading Club at Linden Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Lion Cheerleading Club at Linden Elementary.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see, the purpose of this is to boost morale and school spirit at pep rallies, games, etc. Their activities will be cheers, chants, and dances, and they'll meet from 4 to 5 on Mondays after school.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of new shelving for Robertsville Middle School Library. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of the construction of new library shelving for the Robertsville Middle School Library in the amount of $44,242.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from the memo from Mr. Thacker, we're using the same company that did the Jefferson Middle School Library, so we have some experience with them. There was the lowest responsible quote and met all the build specifications. So we're really excited to have Robertsville get these renewed shelves, and we know the Jefferson Library is just fantastic. So,
comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, Math Textbook Adoption Committee. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Math Textbook Adoption Committee for FY23.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we have a textbook adoption committee every time we have an adoption that comes up, and we have this one for math, and the next item will be for CTE.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And next we move to the CTE Textbook Adoption Committee. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the CTE Textbook Adoption Committee.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Same type of committee structure for the adoption here, and we have various different CTE areas. We've got business information technology, STEM, health science, transportation, automotive and aviation, welding, arts and AV communications, so that all of those people listed there will be representatives for those departments.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval of the FY22 LEA compliance report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the 2022 compliance report certifying Oak Ridge schools as in compliance status.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to read just a little bit from the attachment so people kind of know what we're doing here. Local education agencies are required to comply with all federal and state education laws and state board of education rules. This annual compliance report is one mechanism the department uses to ensure education laws and rules are faithfully executed. The Commissioner of Education is charged with taking corrective action when an LEA is non-compliant with those laws and rules or is not following the department-approved compliance plan. So again, we're signifying that we are in compliance.
Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
Does anybody ever admit to not being in compliance?
That's a very good question. I would hope not.
Or is anybody not in compliance when they say they are? We hope not, too. All right, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, FY23 Comparability Report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the 2023 Comparability Report.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Dr. Williams just to provide a little bit more information on this item.
Comparability is a school-level calculation, and it measures the level of state and local funding being provided to Title I and non-Title I schools. So that helps ensure that Title I schools are receiving the state and local funds and services that are at least equal to the services being provided to non-Title I schools. And just as a reminder, all four of our elementary schools are Title I schools.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H is a first and second reading on Board Policy 4.700, Testing Programs. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.700, Testing Programs.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Dr. Williams to provide a little more information here. I know the board sees 4.700 quite a lot, it seems, every year, but Dr. Williams?
Yes. This time the addition to the policy is to capture a practice that's already in place at Oak Ridge High School and lower schools as well. If we receive a student from a school that is not accredited or a home school, then there are a series of tests that our counselors give to determine which courses the students are eligible to enter.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. I'm a yay. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the addition of a 1.0 special education TA at Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of 1.0 special education TA position at Oak Ridge High School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As the memo says, we're recommending this addition at ORHS to address IEP needs and services. The teaching assistant position will run through the end of the current school year and will be reassessed based on student need for next school year, and this is a budget neutral item.
Comments or questions from the board? I'll go ahead and ask this question, and it can pertain to actually this item and the next two on the agenda, since they are both additions to our teaching staff and TA staff. How are we looking budget-wise as we start to add some of these additional positions?
Yeah, as this one and the next one are budget neutral. The other one will be in addition. It'll be half the school year, so that will be a hit on the budget. But we have, talking with Ms. Van Dyke, we can handle this addition at this point. And, of course, we've got the TESA funding coming in the spring, so we'll reevaluate all these positions come spring.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is addition of a 1.0 special education TA at Linden Elementary School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 special education TA at Linden Elementary School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Same situation here. It's being added to address IEP needs and services. It will be reviewed at the end of this year if we want to go forward with this next year, and it also is budget neutral, as I said.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, addition of a 1.0 English language teacher at Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of a 1.0 English language teacher at ORHS due to the increased enrollment of EL students.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As it says there, it's just we've just had an increase in EL students at the high school, and this is an important part of our accountability with the state, so we believe we're at a point now where we need to add this position to be able to provide the service to those EL students.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information. The first one is the Board of Education self-evaluation. The board each year does this self-evaluation. And as we do the evaluation, it gives us an opportunity to reflect on things we need to maybe take a look at, things we're doing well, with comments added to each board member's report. So we've taken that, we've put those together. I've made note of a couple of areas that didn't receive low marks but received a 3, which is satisfactory. So when we have that board retreat, we will take a look and address those couple of areas to see if there are things that we need to do to get us out of the 3 area up to the 4 area. So that will be on our agenda. But as expected, and working with this board, I know them obviously quite well, and the work that they do, not just here, the immense amount of work they do when they're not here in regard to Oak Ridge education. The board as a whole received a 4.3 out of 5 on our self-evaluation, so I thought that was outstanding. So moving on to the next item for information, enrollment and attendance reports. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. If you will look at our enrollment in comparison to the end of the school year this past year, we are still up 141 students, and we know that majority of that growth has been at Linden Elementary in the high school. As you look at the charts, I keep waiting for the day that we can see those charts look like our pre-pandemic data. And once again, here we are this year between strep, the flu, and COVID that hasn't been a main factor. We are still seeing high attendance or absenteeism. So anyway, so we're hoping to get better in that area. But once again, illnesses are not working with us at this time. So,
questions from the board or comments? Thank you. Next is the financial report. Any comments or questions for Ms. Van Dyke? Moving on to items discussion, there is no old business, but there is some new business. Attending TSBA convention, one of the items that takes place there is the delegate assembly, of which Ms. Eagle, Ms. McLean, and Ms. Webb were delegates. At that delegate assembly, the 2023 legislative agenda is voted on and selected, and then Tennessee School Board Association and local boards take these areas to place emphasis on with our state legislators. One of the items on the agenda that was approved dealt with options for third and fourth grade retention, which is a hot topic and will continue to be a hot topic when the legislature goes into session in January. So I bring that up for that reason, but also bring it up, Dr. Borchers and I had a discussion and as he attended a superintendent's meeting, and looking at the number of other school districts whose boards have passed resolutions indicating their stand on this topic. We've in the past been very verbal with what our stand is, and Dr. Borchers and I have also talked about the importance. A resolution is good. It does put out how you stand as a board. But also going with that is the need to make sure we as board members speak directly to our legislation members. Sometimes, as we all know, resolutions can kind of get filed in the round circular cabinet, but an email or a face-to-face meeting or phone call can make a huge difference. So that is important. One of the things that I want us to work on for next year is, and I've already talked to some of the people from the other boards about doing this, to see if at some point in time it would be possible to get our board, Clinton City Board, Anderson County Board, Roane County Board together with all of the members of the legislature that represent all of those areas for just a face-to-face conversation. I know that would be a lot of people, but if we can make that work, I think that's a starting place, probably something we should have been doing previously, but that's going to be one of my goals for the coming years to see if we can make that happen, along with the need at some point in time, here's that calendar being extended again, a meeting with City Council to look at some things that will be on our agenda for the coming 2023. So I personally have no objection to putting together a resolution indicating our position on this topic, sending it on to our legislative members. So how's the feeling of the rest of the board?
I concur.
So I'm seeing heads shake in a positive manner. So realizing that we do not meet again until first part of January the 3rd, can we, Dr. Borchers and Lynn, kind of take some of those other agendas, look at them and what they've said, put our thoughts in there, mesh those together, and then by that January 3rd meeting, have that resolution on the agenda to approve? Does that work for everybody here? Okay, great. Okay, moving on then to communications. I'm going to give you this information quickly, but I'll send it to you. Starting in January, it's time for Focus on Education television show. So I've already taken January, so that's out. That's why Dave sends me the email, right, Dave, so I can have first choice, right, right. So we're going to have February, March, April, and May for the other four members of the board to do. I will send you, I'm not going to, there's several dates in each of those months. I'll send those to you, and then first, whoever gets back to me the quickest with a date of your choice, that's the one you get. Dave and I also talked. We had been doing this at 6 o'clock, which we're going to do the first one at 6. But he is and has no objection if the board wanted to do it at 5 or even earlier at 4. We can do that, right, Dave? So as you all are thinking about who your guests might be, think of the time that you might want to do it as well. And then once we get the dates picked, he'll confer with you and work out the time. For those of you who don't know what Focus on Education is, it's a television show we do through the Oak Ridge Schools communication program at our television studio at Oak Ridge High School. And board members invite guests from the community, from the school district. It's a 30-minute show done live and then rebroadcast on YouTube and on Channel 15 as well. So they're interesting, and we have some good guests and some good conversation, and you might learn a little bit more about some people that you see in a certain position. You might learn a little bit more about them and the things that they do in that position. So we'll look forward to that. Also, on your calendar, you should have Wednesday, December the 7th to visit Willowbrook. Right, Ms. Lauren Dean, wherever you are, correct? 8:30, is that what you have? Okay. We will be there. And Dr. Borchers, do you have any additional?
I don't think so.
Thing, board members. Before we close, we had a little gathering earlier, but would like to take this opportunity as we close this meeting to thank Mr. Ben Stevens for his service on the Board of Education, and would ask each of you to help me thank him as well, if you would. Thank you for being here. Travis and Dave, thank you for keeping us on the air back there, I think. And Lynn, thank you as always for keeping us in tune to what we're supposed to be doing up here at this, as this board. We stand adjourned. Oh, wait. No. I almost forgot something very important. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're adjourned.